Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner with you. The big news of the day, Gene Taylor, new Kansas State athletic director. The K-State Sports Twitter account just posted a short video of Taylor with an opening message to K-State fans. I'll play that audio for you here in just a few minutes. But first, we're hitting the phone lines, 537-1350-866-776-1350, talking with Chris in Topeka. What's going on this afternoon, Chris?
Hey, not much, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just kind of want to share my thoughts about the AD hire and kind of give my two cents is that, you know, what I look at most is his track record of hiring coaches. Obviously, Craig Bull did great things at North Dakota State before he moved on to Wyoming. But also, at the basketball level, hired Tim Miles as the coach at North Dakota State. Then he went to Colorado State, then on to Nebraska. Also, as well as Saul Phillips, he got picked up by another major school. So I think really, in the grand scheme of things, that's what I value most about this hire is obviously he's going to be making some coaching decisions here in the not so distant future. And he's shown like that he's done a pretty good job doing that. For the fundraising aspect, I think if you take care of the product on the field, that's the fundraising stuff, that takes care of itself. So kind of an off-the-wall name, not a name that I don't think anyone that was really following this thing really knew much about until today. But I feel like it was a pretty good hire, and I'm anxious to see how he does.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the call, Chris. I think that a lot of K-State fans echo those exact same thoughts. I think that overall K-State fans are saying, is this a complete home run out of the park? You know, probably not. But his track record is very positive, both the relationship that he's had with coaches and, as Chris mentioned, his track record with hiring coaches. Then it's not just Craig Bull with the football program. He did mention Tim Miles with the basketball program, who did very good things at North Dakota State before moving on to where he's at Nebraska now, not doing very well there, but he was great with North Dakota State. So I think there are a lot of positive things about this hire. There's no doubt about that. And I'm very excited to get to know Gene Taylor and learn more about him along with K-State fans. I mean, I know about as much about him as everybody else, and that's not a ton because he was really not on the radar, not on the list of guys that we've been discussing over the last 6 weeks that we thought had a chance to get this job. I did mention a moment ago that a video was just posted by K-State Sports on Twitter showing Gene Taylor. It looks like he's on his deck or on his balcony at his home or something like that. But Gene Taylor had a message for K-State fans. Just a quick little clip here, but here's what he had to say.
Hey, KET fans, this is Gene Taylor. I'm very excited and proud to be named the next athletic director at Kansas State University. This is a great institution with a proud athletic tradition. My wife, Kathy, daughter, Casey, and son, Jared, are very excited to be a part of the Wildcat family. We look forward to getting to Manhattan and meeting everybody. Go Cats!
So there you go. And that's all that he had to say.
I think
yeah, that's all you got to do. Make a video. Got a good voice. He seems like a likable guy from everything that we've been able to find out thus far. So still a lot of different ways to break this down, but overall, I think that K-State may not have made huge headlines with this hire as far as like across the country, but I think this is a guy that K-State fans can get behind and trust that he's going to make the right decisions, which I wouldn't have anticipated them doing with a lot of guys that don't have K-State connections. Those people that K-State brings in that have no connection there generally take a while for the fans to embrace and latch onto and earn that trust, but it does seem like K-State fans feel pretty good about the direction that things are going with Gene Taylor.
Well, as of right now, you shouldn't have any cautions or concerns about this hire because he sounds like a cool guy. We just heard from him. He wanted to come here first of all. He sounds like a small town guy already anyway, so this is a perfect spot for him. And he seems like a smart guy. I thought Chris made some great points about his coaching, or not his coaching, but the coaches he has hired. And that's, around here, that seems like step number one. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like he has step number one down pretty well.
Now, last night, I want to make sure that we get this in this segment. Last night, I did pay some attention to the WNBA draft while the Royals were playing. You know, during some of the commercials, I'd flip over and see where things were at. And exciting news as Bree Lewis becomes the first Wildcat since Brittany Chambers to get taken in the WNBA draft.
Yeah, the eighth to be drafted, the eighth Wildcat all time to be drafted, and the first, like you said, since Brittany Chambers. And, well, she's going to a team that certainly needs a lot of help. I was looking up what Dallas did last year, and they weren't very well. They finished fifth in their conference last year. And, well, Brown Lewis, there's no doubt we know she's very talented. I think, actually, to me, her defense stands out more than her offense, really, because she's a heck of a shot blocker, a lot of height, a lot of reach with those arms. And I was watching the broadcast too, and I thought I wasn't very happy because you could see the K-State Athletics or the K-State Women's Basketball Twitter account released video of the reaction video of them finding out, and I was kind of bummed out by the way they did it because I felt ESPN kind of lost control of that broadcast a little bit because picks were coming in very quickly, and they were the first round. They were right on top of getting the announcements out, and then they got the first couple in the second round, and then they just started doing a bunch of extra segments, like behind the scenes type of things with Kelsey Plum from Washington, who was the number one overall pick, like her in her hotel room looking at her dress and stuff, and they started doing interviews with some of the top selections, and then they got really behind with the picks, so they just kind of had to start, you know, going through them real quick. And then the way we found out Bree was drafted was that her name popped up on that big board that shows everybody who had been drafted so far in that round. I'm like, well, that stinks because everybody wants to hear their name called, right? Like,
yeah.
Especially like when it's the WNBA draft or the NBA draft, they usually show all the selections that are made on TV with somebody making the announcement. And it looked like the players didn't know they were being selected until their name was read. Because it didn't look like they're at the table in the green room answering calls, waiting for that coach to give them the call and say, hey, we want you. Well, it didn't look like that was happening last night. Everybody was at Coach Mitty's house watching, and I don't know, I'm still very happy for her, but I was a little angry with ESPN last night for their production.
Well, it was great to see her name get called, and we wish her all the success in the world, and it was cool to see. I mean, that's just something that we didn't have access to until, you know, the last several years here, is being able to see these videos in real time of exactly what's happening and what the reaction is. And I thought it was neat that Jeff Mitty had that party at his house with the whole team there, making it a really team-oriented thing, even though it's an individual achievement for Brianna Lewis. But it'll be fun to follow her career. I definitely can't say that I watch a whole lot of WNBA basketball, but if you told me that their team is like in the playoffs and she's a player that plays a lot and their game is going to be on ESPN2, I would tune in for some of that. I would want to see her play. So best of luck as she moves forward in her career, getting picked last night by Dallas in the WNBA draft. Going to head to our next break. Big news of the day, K-State hiring Gene Taylor as athletics director. Poll question is still up on my Twitter page if you want to go check it out and get your vote in for your level of approval to this hire. So far, things have looked pretty good as far as the results to that. We'll finish off hour one next on News Radio KMAN.